Okay, for verse 8, let's start with the introduction. There's just two lines above the verse. Starts with none buster. So, to repeat after me, we'll read it with the Sunday first. Nan vastu tarhi ravi reva buddhi nam prerakaha adishtata kim atma bhupakamena kim atma bhupakamena Tathacha Shrutihi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat Iti Atta Aha. And now the Sandhi broken. Nanu Astu. Nanu Astu. Tarahi Ravihi Eva. That Repha is a Vasarga. Ravihi Eva Buddhi Nam Prairakaha Adishtata Kim Atma Abhyupagamena. That's actually a compound. Atma Bhupagamena. Two words though, right? Atma Abhupagamena, making a compound. Then, Tathacha Shrutihi Diyaha Yaha Naha Prachodayat Iti Attaha Aha. Okay, for everybody? Nanu introduces a doubt. Astu tarhi, then astu. Tarhi is then. Astu is the imperative singular. So astu ravihi eva. Let the sun itself, eva says itself, or let the sun itself, or let the sun, ravi is sun. Let the sun itself be. For us to let it be, right? For us to let what be? Let the Ravi be. Let the sun be. Ravi Eva. Let the sun itself be. That Eva is giving emphasis. So, none in doubt. Tarhi, then, let the sun itself be. Be what? Buddhinam prerakaha. Preraka is the one that impels, the impeller, the activator. Of the minds, buddhinam. Just take for buddhi, minds, the general. Because in English we wouldn't say of the intellects, we just say of the minds. So, buddhinam prerakaha. The impeller, nominative singular. So, ravihi prerakaha. The impeller of the minds. So, let the sun alone be the one that impels the minds, is the impeller of the minds. Adishtata. As the presiding deity, nominative singular. So let the sun itself be the adishtata, the presiding deity, the one who is the impeller of the minds. Adishtata means just like the presiding deity. Prerikaha, nominative singular, adishtata, nominative singular. So ravihi, prerikaha, adishtata. So the doubt is this. Then let the sun itself be the presiding deity, the one that is the impeller of the minds.
Is adishtata, that has to be masculine, right?
Yeah, for adishtatra. Adishtata is the nominative singular masculine. Okay? So, r,
okay.
Like pita,
okay.
Pitra, pita,
yes.
Nominative
okay.
Singular.
Okay.
Okay? So let the sun itself be the adishtata, the one that impels them, is the impeller of the minds. Kim Atma Abhyupagamena. Why? When you say Kim with the instrumental, it has the sense of what's the need of, what's the use of. It's idiomatic. So Kim with an instrumental, you'd say, what's the use of, what's the need of? I translated to this, why bring in? Why bring in the Atma? But Abhyupagama means, why is it necessary? Why do you need to accept or bring in the Atma here? So Kim Abhyupagamena, why bring in what, the Atma? Why Atma Abhyupagamena? Why? What's the use of it? What's the necessity for bringing in the self? Okay. Let the sun be the one that impels all the activity. Okay. Everybody see? So you have to take that Kim with the instrumental as a idiom.
Well, that's a good doubt.
Yeah. Now, when you say, then after it says tatacha, literally you might translate it as and similarly. But the idea is with this tatacha, and it's used throughout the bhasha, it has the sense of and for this, the shruti says, in keeping with this, there is a shruti. So it literally says, and similarly, but we wouldn't say that in English, right? It says, and keeping, and in this context, the shruti says.
Like, and furthermore, or something like that.
Yeah, but it has the idea of, and in keeping this in mind, the shruti says, right? And in this regard, the shruti says, tatacha, the shrutihi, and now, in fact, I just went through and made these changes. This starting with dia and ending with prachodaya. You can put these in parentheses. But dio yo na prachodaya. That is a. You can put it in not parentheses. What do you call it?
Quotes.
Quotation marks. Sorry.
Prachodaya.
Ending with prachodaya. Iti. It's from the Gayatri Mantra,
yes.
Right? So he says and. In this regard, the Shruti, there is the Shruti. We would say, in this regard, there is the Shruti. Diyaha, the minds, accusative singular. He who, yaha. Naha, our, prachodaya. He who impels or he who directs. He who directs our mind, impels our mind. Diyaha, yaha, he who, prachodaya. He who impels. Naha our diaha our mind. Iti, thus. Therefore, he says. So he has to answer this objection, right? Because in this Gayatri mantra, it says the sun, uses the sun for the Atma, you know, it impels our mind. So I have to put in, I'll be putting in the whole quote, the whole Gayatri when I write the notes. Everybody clear? So, ataha, aha, therefore he says. So, Shankara, or the Bhashyakara, has introduced this verse with this doubt. As a bridge to the doubt. As a bridge to the verse.
In the Gayatri, it doesn't say, Tayo yo nam, prachodaya atha.
No, I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
Want me to look it up?
No.
I'm sorry
I asked.
Yo nef prachodayat. Okay. Yo nef prachodayat. And that nef is the Vasarga.
Okay.
Vivaswat prabhatam yatharupamaksham. Vivaswat prabhatam yatharupamaksham. Pragranati na bhatam evam vivaswan. Pragranati na bhatam evam vivaswan. Yara bhata abhasa yatyakshamekaha. Yara bhata abhasa yatyakshamekaha. Sanityo paladdi swarupo hamatma. Sanityo paladdi swarupo hamatma. Sandhi. Vivaswat prabhatam. Yatha rupam aksham. Pragranati na abhatam evam vivaswan. yad abhataha abhasayati aksham ekaha saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. Okay. Vivaswat is the name for the sun. And also Vivaswan also is the deity for the sun, Lord Sun. So Prabhatam is a past passive participle from Ba plus the ta. Ba means to shine. Pra means to shine well. So that which is lit is illumined by the sun. So compound. Vivaswat Prabhatam, illumined by the sun. Yata, just as. Remember we did yata last week, yata, just as?
Mm-hmm.
Rupam, a form. So rupam is form, nama rupa, name, form. When you say nama rupa, so rupam is form. Aksham is I. Aksham is in the nominative singular I.
What kind of I?
E-Y-E. Instead of saying eyes, they say I in the singular. I'm translating a part of it. I'm just translating as eyes because we don't say that. We just say eyes, just to make it easy. But it says the I, okay? So it says, and let's take the verb here, pragranati. Pragranati means to perceive, to clearly grasp. Granati, to grasp, to clearly, but the pra means clearly. So it would say, just as the nominative singular aksham, just as the eye clearly perceives rupam, accusative singular, just as the aksham, the eye, pragranati, clearly perceives the form, which is vivaswat prabhatam, well lit by the sun. Okay. So just as yata, the aksham, the eye, pragranati, clearly perceives the rupam, form, prabhatam, clearly lit, well lit, vivaswat by the sun. Vivaswat prabhatam is a compound that's adjectival to rupam, the form which is well lit by the sun. Okay? Na abhatam, not that which is not lit. So the rupam which is prabhatam, which is well lit by the sun, the eye clearly perceives. Na abhatam. Not that which is not lit, the abhatam. So you would understand vivaswat. Vivaswat abhatam. Not that which is not illumined by the sun. Everybody see? Avam, in the same manner, vivaswan, in the same manner, the sun. So we have to see what that means. Because this verse is going to, this is the crux of this verse, just to make it clear. This verse is saying that your eyes perceive form. For the eyes to do that, the sun has to be the presiding deity. Because the sun, without the sun illumining all the forms, your eyes can't see them. So the sun is like the presiding deity, right, of all the forms for the eyes. So the eyes require the sun in order to be able to see. But like that, Vivaswan, which is the Lord Sun, like that, Vivaswan requires the Atma.
Oh,
right? So the Atma becomes the Adhishtatra of Vivaswan, of the sun, and Vivaswan is the Adhishtatra, the presiding deity of the eyes. So it's just taking it deeper. Okay? Nice. So let's look at how they do that. But so far it just says, in the same manner, Vivaswan. Vivaswan is in the nominative singular of Vivaswat, like Bhagavan. Okay? So let's see what they how now they have to say in the same manner Vivaswan. And also look at this. I want you to always remember these little things. Remember we say yata, just as then tata. Just as similarly. Sometimes they use instead of tata avam. Similarly in the same manner. Just as, Similarly, both, this can be translated in the same manner also. Just as such and such in the same way, in the same manner, similarly. Just as evam in the same way, in the same manner. Okay? So, if you see the yata, the tata, or evam, will usually be in the sentence as the second half, but sometimes it's not there. If it's not there, it's understood. Right? Because if you just have yata, usually it's not a standalone. Usually it's going to have something coming after it. Okay?
Could you say what it was again?
Yata means just as, and tata, or evam, means in the same way or similarly.
No, I meant the meaning of this...
The two lines?
Yeah.
Yata, just as, the aksham, the eye, which is vivasvat pravatam, illumined... No, sorry. Just as the eye, pragranati, perceives rupam, form, which is vivasvat prabhatam, illumined by the sun. Na abhatam, not unillumined. It only perceives form that's illumined by the sun. It doesn't perceive form that's not illumined by the sun. The idea is if it's totally dark out, the eyes can't see. Right? That's the idea. It can only see if there's light.
Isn't aksham in the accusative?
Aksham is neuter.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good question.
Did you say that the sun lights up the atman? Was that?
No. I went ahead a little bit. I'll make that clear.
Oh,
now.
Okay. I'm okay? Sorry. Okay.
So now, evam, vivaswam, in the same manner, vivaswam is going to be lit up. Okay? Lit up. Vivaswan also is a presiding deity. That's the idea. So let's see how that is. Yad abhataha.
Yad.
Yad. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that right. Yad abhataha.
Yad
abhataha. Abhasayati.
Abhasayati.
Aksham ekaha.
Aksham
ekaha. Did everybody say I broke the Sunday? Yad abhataha abhasayati aksham ekaha. Everybody say it? Abhasayati aksham ekaha. Saha nitya upalabdhi. Saha
nitya upalabdhi.
Swarupaha.
Swarupaha.
Aham atma.
Aham atma.
Okay. So here, in the same manner, vivaswan. Now, yad abhataha. But abhataha gives emphasis, the a like pra, a, it's not abhataha, abhataha. Illumined by whom? Compound. Yad abhataha. Yad means who. So, vivaswan, abhataha, illumined by whom? Abhasayati. This is, you haven't really learned this yet, it's causal. It means abhasayati causes to shine. Abhasayati causes to illumine. Causes the eye to illumine. Abhasayati aksham. So vivaswan who is one, ekaha, vivaswan ekaha, the one sun, illumined by whom, yad abhataha, causes the eye to illumine. Okay? Abhasayati causes the eye to see. Vivaswan, illumined by whom, who is Vivaswan, who is Ekaha, illumined by whom, Abhasayati, Aksham. Aksham here is in the accusative, causes the eye to see. The nominative is Vivaswan, who is Ekaha. Vivaswan Ekaha, Vivaswan who is one, illumined by whom, Abhasayati Aksham, causes the eye to illumine, to see, to light up. Everybody see it? Saha, that one. That, it goes like this. Saha aham atma. Here's your basic sentence. Saha aham atma. Aham Atma. I am the self. Saha. I am that self. Yaha. I am that self. Whose nature is nitya, upalabdhi swarupaha, whose swarupa is timeless consciousness. I am that self, illumined by whom? The sun, vivaswan, causes the eye to see.
Just the last sentence you said.
Aham Atma. Saha Aham Atma. I am that self.
Mm-hmm.
What self? The self whose swarupa, whose nature is nitya upalabdhi,
mm-hmm.
a timeless consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I am that self illumined by whom? So now the whom goes back to the saha. So the yad and the saha are referring to the same, that self who. So that self illumined by whom, the one sun, the sun which is one, causes the eye to see, enables the eye to see.
What is the point of saying the sun that is one? Why do they say ekam?
I had problems with that too, and it's not really offered in the verse.
Mm.
So let's do the Bhasha and then talk about it. It's a good question. Bhasha is, there's a part of this Bhasha that's difficult. Swamiji and I went over it. Hisakshad and I went over it. I've gone and done it. And now I have to send it back to them to make it better. We'll do our best. Let's at least look at the Bhasha. Does everybody kind of see what this is saying? Then the Bhasha makes it kind of clear, not completely clear. Why is the word ekaha? Why do we need to say the one sun? Why is it necessary to say the sun which is one? I also didn't really... I had the same question.
I'm clueless.
Okay. I kind of know, but we'll talk about it, okay? Let's try chanting it now that we know the meanings. Repeat after me. Vivaswat prabhatam yatarupamaksham. Vivaswat prabhatam yatarupamaksham. Prakranati na bhatam evam vivaswan. Pragranati na bhatamevam vivaswan yara bhata abhasa yatyakshamekaha yara bhata abhasa yatyakshamekaha sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma vivaswat prabhatam yatharupamaksham vivaswat prabhatam yatharupamaksham Pragranatina bhatamevam vivaswan. Pragranatina bhatamevam vivaswan. Yara bhata abhasa yatyakshamekaha. Yara bhata abhasa yatyakshamekaha. Sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma. Sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma.
Let's
do the the Bhasha. Yes, repeat after me. We'll read to the first comma. Vivasvata Suryena.
Vivasvata Suryena.
Prabhatam Prakashitam.
Prabhatam Prakashitam.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Yata yena prakarena.
Yata yena prakarena.
Aksham chakshuhu.
Aksham chakshuhu.
Prakranati.
Prakranati.
Prakarshena janati. Okay, so they start sending. Now, let's just go through and see what means what. Vivaswata means by the sun. Vivaswata from Vivaswat is in the instrumental singular, and the synonym is Surya. Vivaswat is means sun, Surya means sun. So do you see Vivaswata is instrumental singular, Suryena, instrumental singular. So Suryena is a definition of Vivaswata. So by the sun, by the sun. Just giving a synonym. Prabhatam means is illumined, means prakashitam. Prabhatam means prakashitam, that which is, means the same thing. Both mean that which is illumined, lit up. Past, both are past passive participles. One has the sate, the it. See that?
Yeah.
Prabhatam, prakash, prakashitam.
Prakashitam is sate.
Yeah. Sate means it takes me. Rupam means form. He didn't say anything about that. Yata, just as. Yata, from the verse, means yena prakarena, in which manner, just as. Aksham is in the neuter, and it means chakshush. Chakshush in chakshuhu is also neuter. Aksham means chakshu, means eye. Chakshuhu comes from the root chakshus, but chakshuhu is in the nominative singular. So it's a synonym to aksham. Aksham means chakshus. So what about it? Pragranati perceives. What does it mean? Pragranati, he's dealing with the pra here. Pra means prakarshena, janati. Granati means janati. The pra means prakarshena. Means very clearly, very well. Prakarshena janati. Janati means to know. He clearly knows, means clearly perceives. Granati usually means to grasp. But it's grasping, remember I told grihita last time? So granati means he grasps, but it's often used instead of grasping with your hands, grasping in terms of knowledge. So here's an example of that, where the pragranati is defined as prakarshena janati. He clearly knows, right? He pragranati clearly grasps, grasping in the sense of knowing. He clearly sees. Everybody see that? So this line is just giving a whole bunch of synonyms. But if you break it down, you want to translate it, you would put the just following the way Gambhiramanda does it in the Eight Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita, his translations. There's a certain way that we do it. So look at how I translated just to see. Do you see how the words from the verse are in italics and darkened? Yata means just as. Aksham, the eye. Pragranati, clearly perceives. Rupam, form. Vivaswat, prabhatam, which is illumined by the sun. Okay? Vivaswat, prabhatam is from the verse. Okay? Which is illumined by the sun.
Did you do the same thing in the rest of the verses also in your
Shastra? Yeah, I've gone, maybe not in the ones that you have, because I've recently gone through and doing it. Mm-hmm.
So that's very nice.
Yeah, makes it easier. Oh, I'm just seeing just a couple mistakes here. Okay. Okay, everybody get the idea? So what we've read so far, it just says, just as the eye clearly perceives form which is illumined by the sun. And it's just given you synonyms, okay? Now, repeat after me. Na bhatam na aprakashitam. Na bhatam na aprakashitam. Andhakare.
Andhakare.
Gatadi.
Gatadi.
Oh, is it? Gatadjanupalambhat. Gatadjanupalambhat.
Gatadjanupalambhat.
Yeah. That's going to have a comma there. So now what this says is na a bottom from the verse, right? Na a bottom is from the verse. What does it mean? Na a prakashitam, synonym. A bottom, and do you see the na a bottom? Not that which the negates. Na abhatam, not that which is unillumined, means na aprakashitam. That means that which is the synonym, that which is not illumined. Why? Andhakare, locative singular, in the darkness. You know what andhakara means? That which makes you blind.
Andha, yeah.
Andha is blind. It makes blind. It's a word for darkness. That which is making you blind is andhakara. So andhakare, in the darkness. Gata adi, a pot is a gata. Gata adi, a pot, etc. Anupalambat. Upalamba means perceiving, grasping, seeing. Anupalambat, because of not seeing a pot, etc., in the darkness. When it's dark, you can also, andhakare sati, when it is dark, because of not being able to see a pot, etc., when it is dark. But literally, in the darkness, then because of not seeing, that unnegates the upalambat. Upalambat is in the ablative singular. Because of not seeing gata adi, gata pot, etc., andhakare, in the darkness. So he just gives a reason, an example. You know? So units, in other words, what if somebody were to say, well, what do you mean? Why does the sun need to be there in order to see, clearly see forms? Well, because you can't see a pot or other things in the darkness. Right? Just to make clear. Everybody get it?
Mm-hmm.
So repeat after me then. Evam vivaswan api.
Evam
vivaswan
api.
Ekaha.
Ekaha.
Tata. Tenaiva prakarena yad abhataha
yena
adhitishtitaha
sanna
abhasyati
adhitishtati
aksham yatha devaswan
Adishtata.
Tata vivasvato.
Tata vivasvato.
Apyadishtata.
Apyadishtata.
Yaha soham atmeti.
Yaha soham atmeti.
Iti sambandha. Oh, sambandha. Okay. So let's go back to the. I'll do it with a sandhi. Evam vivaswan api ekaha tata tena eva prakarena yad abhataha yena adhitishtitaha san abhasyati adhitishtati aksham yatha vivaswan adhishtata tatha vivaswataha api adhishtata yaha saha aham Atma iti sambandha. Okay? So this says, Evam, in the same manner, Vivaswan, the sun also, Ekaha, being one. Literally it says, in the same manner, Vivaswan also, is one, which is one. Vivaswan ekaha sintes. Okay? Now, if you go like this, eva means tata, just as, in the same manner, it means in the same manner. Tata means what? Te naiva prakarena, in the same manner. It's just this, that te naiva prakarena, means in the same manner, alone. The Ava gives emphasis. And so that is are defining tata. Tata means tena eva prakarena. The sentence is a little cumbersome, but that's why Swamiji kept saying, as we were reading this, Shankar didn't write this.
He kept saying so. Why do they do stuff like, you know, say, what is the tha?
It's not necessary, really. Shankar would never bother to say this. It's just unnecessary.
So it's not really a Shankara Bhasha or anything?
They don't think so.
No.
But a lot of things are attributed to Shankara. Yeah. Lots and lots of things. Mm. Part of the reason is that, you know, there's Shankara and then all of the Shankaracharyas after him. And so it got confused over the centuries, you know, what was actually written by Shankara. So when they've gone through and done like an analysis on all of Shankara's, a lot of things are negated as really belonging to Shankara. And then they'll say it must be one of the Shankaracharyas actually did this. And this is one. When you've read a lot of Shankara, he has his own style. And some of the things that when you're reading, it's not that it's not good or valid, but the
not stylistically.
Not stylistically what he would do. And like with this, there's some things in the grammar.
Clunky.
Yeah, there's some clunky things there. So. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Yad abhaktaha. That which is illumined by whom? This is a compound. What does it mean? It takes yena adishtitaha. This is a past passive participle of adishta for adishtanam. So adishta becomes adishtati, right? And so here is the past passive participle. So presided over by whom? So the adishtatra is the one who lends consciousness. We say the presiding deity. It means the one who is the self of that, the ones that lending the consciousness to that. So we're just translating. Often the adishtatra is translated as presiding deity, and it's hard to find another translation for it. So here, what we would say, yad abhaktaha means illumined by whom, yena adhitishtitaha sanna, being presided over by whom. Okay? Being presided over by whom, abhasyati, it causes to illumine. Okay? The eye. It causes the eye to be illumined, is the idea. It causes the eye to illumine. Means what? Being presided over by whom? It adhitishtati. It presides over the eye. See, this is the idea. Vivaswam, having the self for its presiding deity, means lending consciousness to the self. Right, the Atma lends consciousness to the Vivaswan, and Vivaswan then presides over the eye. It lends consciousness to the eye. That's kind of the idea. Vivaswan, the consciousness, Vivaswan gets its consciousness from the Atma, and it having being conscious now, it can preside over the eye. That's the idea. So adhitishtati, it presides over the aksham, the eye. So now he explains. Yata, just as, Vivaswan is the adhishtata. Yata, Vivaswan, adhishtata. Just as Vivaswan is the adhishtata, the presiding deity. Tata, similarly, Vivaswataha, for Vivaswat, genitive singular, api also adhishtata, the presiding deity. Sa yaha hu. Saha aham atma. Iti sambandaha. So let me tell you what that means. We're going backwards. Iti sambandaha. This is the connection. Okay, what is? I am that atma. Saha aham atma. Iti. I am, right? Aham. Atma, I am saha that atma, saha aham atma, Yaha, I am that Atma, Yaha, who is the Adhishtata, is the presiding deity of Vivaswataha, of the sun also, of even the sun. Similarly, I am the presiding deity, I, the Atma, I am the self who is the presiding deity of Vivaswan. Just as Vivaswan is the presiding deity of the I. Right? Like Vivaswan is the presiding deity of the I, the Atma, am the presiding deity of Vivaswan. It's a little cumbersome, but you have to kind of get the idea. Everybody see it? Kind of? Vivaswataha is in the genitive singular. Adhishtata is in the nominative singular. The Vivaswataha Adhishtata, I am the presiding deity of the sun. Api can mean even the sun. I am the presiding deity of the sun, of the sun itself. So similarly, Tata, I am that self who is the presiding deity of the sun, just as Vivaswan is the Adhishtata, the presiding deity. The presiding deity. It doesn't say the I here. So you say, just as Vivaswan is the presiding deity, like that, I, the Atma, am the presiding deity of Vivaswan. And Vivaswan is the presiding deity of who? Because of Vivaswan, the sun is able to see. The eye is able to see. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. It's a little weird.
it's not that easy. It could be. The Bhasha itself is not that clear, even though you understand what's being said. There's some things that are left out, so it makes it hard. I'm gonna write a couple of paragraphs on it, so that the reader gets the idea of what's being said. But there's some things that I feel are not very clear here. So let's do the next. Let's do one more line to get somewhere with it. Sachaham buddhinam adhishtata.
Sachaham
buddhinam adhishtata. Shrutyatu. Chakshur adhishtatrim. Adhishtatritvam. Chakshur adhishtatritvam. Abhipretya. Divasvato. Buddhi-prerakatvam
abhihitam.
Okay. With a sandhi. Sa-cha-aham buddhinam adhishtata shrutya-tu chakshur adhishtatritvam abhipretya devaswataha buddhi prerakatvam abhihitam. Okay. So it says the first part, sacha aham, and I am that, means I am that self, I am that one who is buddhinam adhishtata. I am that self who is the adhishtata, the presiding deity of the buddhis. Right? So, the Atma is the presiding deity of the buddhis. That Atma is the presiding deity of the sun. So we have a Mahavakya. Right? The Atma that is the presiding deity of the buddhis, of all of the minds, that Atma is the presiding deity of Vivaswan, of the sun. Okay? So now it says, Shrutya tu, that tu is hard to understand. You could say, whereas by the Shruti, and I don't know why the tu is being used there, it's not clear, but it's differentiating the Shruti. It says, Shruti, by the Shruti, Chakshuhu adhishtatritvam abhipretya. Abhipretya means from the standpoint, or abhipretya, it's a pat that abhipretya is an indeclinable past participle, means depending on or based upon, how do I say that? from the standpoint, that's good. Abhiprekya, from the standpoint of being the presiding deity of the eyes, Adhishtatritvam, being the presiding deity, Chakshuhu, of the eye, Pretya, Abhipretya, from that standpoint, Vivaswataha, Buddhi Prerakatvam, Abhihitam. Abhihitam means is said. Being the impeller of the Buddhi for Vivaswan. Vivaswan is said to be the one who impels the Buddhi. That's literally what it says. Prerakam, being the impeller of the Buddhi for Vivaswan, is said. So in English you'd say, Vivaswan is Abhihitam, said to be the one who impels the Buddhi, from the standpoint of being the presiding deity of the eye. Okay? Now he has to explain why that's so. So everybody see that this is from the Shruti, by the Shruti, it says, right? That from the standpoint of being the presiding deity of the eye, Vivaswan is said to be the one who impels the Buddhi. Now you need a reason for that. So repeat after me. Yasmad Vivaswat Adishtitam.
Yasmad Vivaswat
Adishtitam. Chakshuhu.
Chakshuhu.
Buddhi Pravrittam.
Buddhi
Pravrittam. Utpadiyati.
Utpadiyati.
There should be a comma there after that. He says, now to break the sentence, Yasmat Vivaswat Adishtitam Chakshuhu Buddhivrittim Utpadiyati. Okay? But that means Yasmat, because Vivaswat Adishtitam, presided over by the sun, Chakshuhu, the eye, that is Adishtitam, is past passive participle. Everybody see that? Adishtitam. The eye, Chakshuhu, neuter, nominative singular. Adishtitam, presided over, Vivaswa, by Vivaswan, by the eye. Buddhi vritti utpadiyati. The eye, utpadiyati, creates the buddhi vrittis, the thought modification in the mind. That's the idea. See, the eye, presided over by Vivaswan, creates the vritti in the mind, which is known. Right? If the eye isn't presided over by the sun, then the eye can't create a vritti in the mind. So then we say that Vivaswan becomes responsible for the buddhi vrittis. Because without the vrittis in the mind, without the thought modifications in the mind, without the light, right, the eye can't create the vritti. So, just to make this clear. With a satcha aham buddhinam adishtata, that at the beginning of the sentence, it says, and I am that atma, understood, that is the presiding deity of the buddhi, and I am that one who is the adishtata of the buddhis, of the minds. From the Shruti, by the Shruti, keeping in view, being being the presiding deity of the eye, Vivaswan is said to be the one that impels the minds, the buddhis. Yes, Mat, because the eye, presided over by Vivaswan, creates the thought modifications in the mind. Right?
Who's Vivaswan again?
The sun. Everybody kind of see it? Repeat after me. Adishtatuhu adishtaturatmano va. Adishtaturatmano va. Swarupam abhipretyoktaha.
Swarupam abhipretyoktaha.
Tathacha.
Surya Atma,
Jagataha, tastushaha cha iti. Let me read that part with the sandhi. Adishtatuhu atmanaha va swarupam abhipretya uktaha tatacha suryaha atma jagataha tastushaha cha iti. So this says adishtatuhu is the genitive singular from like pituhu, genitive singular of adishtatra. Atmanaha is genitive singular. Both are genitive singulars. Va means or. Swarupam, abhipretya. Abhipretya based on indeclinable past participle, tya, abhipretya. Okay? Based upon the swarupa of the nature of the Atma as the presiding deity. So taking the Atma as the presiding deity, the swarupa of the Atma swarupa as the presiding deity, uktaha, it is said. What is said? That I am the adhishtata, that the sun is the adhishtata of the presiding deity of the mind. So it can be either from taking, if you're going to say that the sun is the presiding deity of the mind, or the Atma is the presiding deity of the mind, and you're requiting the sun for that, either that you're taking it like this. The sun illumines the eyes, and illumining the eyes, the eyes can create the vrittis in the mind. Or you can take it as that it's referring to the Atma Swarupa itself as being the adhishtata, lending its consciousness to the mind. Right? So it's bringing an objection. It's not very clear. I know what they mean, but it's Sanskrit is bad. So tatacha, and for this there is the verse, Surya Atma, the sun is the Suryaha Atma, the sun is the Atma of Jagataha, genitive, present participle, of moving, and of the moving, those things that are moving, Jagataha, and Testushaha, those things which are stable, not unmoving. The moving and immovable. So we'd say the sun is the Atma of that which moves and that which doesn't move. Iti.
In all of these astis understood.
Yeah. So he's bringing in an example of the sun being equated to the Atma of all moving and immovable things. Iti. I know. I know this is hard.
Let's go on to the next verse.
No, but actually, I think this kind of neuropsychology of these indriyas and stuff is really interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. I'm going to write up a paragraph on this and send it to Sat Prakashananda, or Sakshat Kirtananda, and have him try to straighten this out a little bit, and he'll work on it with Swamiji and send it back to me. Because there's things missing from here to make it really, really clear.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they say one son for two odd, and then everyone's eyes.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Let's stop here, though, and say our prayer.
It seems like a doubt's going on the page.
Well, I'm not that clear on it myself. That's a problem. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.